new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Beautiful. I think I'm getting better.
Beautiful.
Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy.
And today we are going to expose you to the interior of our minds.
We've been doing a lot of thinking.
I think we're trying to figure out the meaning of life, and really what we're doing is just worsening each other's mental health.
Yeah. We are an echo chamber of insanity.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you get us alone together.
There's a 4 a.m. phone call that's like, you know what fucking stinks?
And you know what the other thing about that is?
It starts to get a little self-harmy, but yeah. Boy, is it fun.
Boy, is it fun.
So we're going to start. This is a new segment, I guess. Or if it goes badly, we never say it again.
Yeah.
The title, please.
That's weird. You're weird.
Perfect. We're talking about...
And you already get it.
Yeah.
We're talking about people who are doing weird little things, being weird little guys, and then acting like it's not weird.
Yes. And you
That's just... weird and you're weird.
And we've... Society. Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go.
The decorum that is now acceptable, which I am mostly for... Like, we shouldn't be mean to weird little guys.
No.
But sometimes a well-placed, hey, man, that's kind of a weird little thing you're doing, is actually helpful
it's
and nice.
It's kind.
It is kind.
It may not be nice, but it is kind.
There we go. I knew we would come to the center of this.
Yeah, that's the nougat in the middle of this.
Right.
Is it may not be nice, but it is kind to tell a weirdo that they're weird and you should stop being weird. And here's the thing. I want to note that we're not talking about, like, freaks.
Yeah.
We are and love freaks.
Sure.
The freakier you are, the less weird you are. Because nothing... If you're a freak, nothing you do is weird.
I think a freak is born a freak. It's in their bones.
Yes.
They can't change it.
Yes.
A weirdo is someone who's, like, experimenting socially. And maybe
it's not going well.
It's not going well. And sometimes a weirdo is a worm. Because they're doing weird stuff to, like, make you uncomfortable or to, like, gain something or to make you feel bad for them.
Yeah.
And now you're like, I'm trapped in this hell where you're being a weirdo. And I can't be like, hey, you fucking weirdo. What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
You're sucking my soul
you're
into
being
your soul.
Weird.
Yes. You're an energy
You know, do you know that meme? I hate that I'm describing a meme.
Yeah, here
but
we go.
But you know that meme that's like the world if blah, 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 and it's a picture of like a perfect utopia?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The world if we could tell weirdos they were being weird.
Oh, my God. The mental space that would be decluttered.
And I'm not advocating for bullying. But. But. I'm just saying, sometimes you have to pull a friend aside and go, buddy, that's weird.
Dude, I mean, again, as I'm someone who I believe is a freak, a true freak, but I'm also on the weirdo
spectrum.
You're
weirdo cusp.
Yeah, I'm weirdo cusp.
You're freak weirdo cusp.
I'm freak rising, I'm weirdo, whatever the other thing is. And a lot of the time I don't realize.
I have within our friendship pulled you aside and been like, buddy, it's weird.
Yes.
That was weird.
Because I don't know.
But it's because I love you.
Right. And and I'm like, right, I'm being abused. Like sometimes during our friendship.
She hits me, but it's good.
I put you down to raise myself up. And
but
I'm
the
like,
thing
this
is it's
is
not
good
putting
yes.
someone down if you do it correctly.
Yes. Just you a know? Quick sort of, not in front of everybody.
Yeah.
You know, a quiet little, hey, buddy.
A quiet little something.
Kind of being a weirdo.
Kind of being a weirdo.
It's like when I told that guy I saw him on the train. I was like, I saw you on the train.
Like a while ago.
Yeah. And he was like, I don't know you.
And he felt weird.
Yes.
Because it was weird.
Yes.
And then you told me that story and I had to be like, buddy.
And I.
It was. But you knew.
I knew immediately, but I couldn't back out of it.
Yeah.
And I thought we were cool enough and he would like me enough that he was like, hey, you little weirdo.
Right.
But really, I was accidentally doing a bad thing.
Yeah.
And to be honest, sometimes I do a bad thing on purpose.
Yeah.
Because I like the tension it creates,
yeah,
which is something that's not the greatest facet of my personality, but then we get a little drama.
Sometimes. Other times, we just have to sit in our own poop of it being weird. Sometimes something weird just happens and we have to sit in our own dirty diapers for a little while.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I do think...
It does suck to collaterally have to sit in a dirty diaper.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
It sucks when you do something weird and I have to go, well, I have co-signed this.
You're standing
so
next to me.
I guess my diaper's full of poop too now. Even though I would never do
you
this.
You did nothing wrong.
Even though I'd never in hell do this. Like, okay, the other day we were at a show.
Yeah.
And these women were talking to us after, and one of them said she had just come up from a funeral for a baby. And I knew Andrea was going to ask, how did the baby die?
How did the baby die?
And you just don't, you just don't get to ask how the baby died.
Okay. This is maybe one of the reasons I do this, which is not very nice to people. This is going to sound really mean. I don't care about this lady. I'm not going to see this lady again. Yeah. And I'm going to ask how the baby died. So
because you want the story.
I want the story. I'm like a reporter who is not afraid to step on some toes.
That's generous.
I'm going to get to the story.
Right.
Yeah. Like this happened recently, like at a party. I was like pushing the agenda.
Yeah.
And I came back to you with an excellent story.
Yeah.
And also...
And here's the thing. I love it when you go and come back.
Yeah, that's
but
fair.
But when we're both there together, people are looking at me.
Yeah.
Going, why is she asking how the baby died? And I got to go, buddy, I don't know. Like, but she is. And here we are.
And here we are.
There's like, I was telling you, there's a thing where I like, I know you're about to ask one of those questions and I have to like dive in front of a conversational bullet.
Yeah.
Like this one, you said, how did the baby die? And nobody heard it.
Yeah.
And I had to go, don't ask a second time how the baby died. Because there's no, nobody's going to be like, oh, they loved it too much.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no good answer.
They cuddled it to death.
That's also bad.
Yeah, that's also bad. There's no good ending, but this is who I am and how I'll be. And I'm okay with being checked, and I should be checked.
Yeah.
And I do learn, but not all the time.
Yeah.
But there's a matrix of this type of behavior, and it's hard because a lot of it's like you know it when you see it.
Yeah, it's like porn.
Right. So like
is
CP.
It? Well, I was going to say regular porn.
Yeah.
Like, is it a lady showing that she can bake a cake with her feet?
Yeah.
Or is it foot porn?
Right.
And you only know it when you see it.
Yeah.
There's no way to describe why it's porn, but when you look at it, you go, that's porn.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have like...
That one's going to be porn.
The way... Okay. And again, this is perhaps the beginnings of schizophrenia, or we have cracked the matrix on every social behavior.
I can't tell if we have such a shorthand that nobody knows what we're talking
about.
Let's
see. Let's see. Write in if this makes any... This gobbledygook makes any fucking sense to you. Okay?
DM us personally on Instagram and criticize us.
I love that. All right. So...
Just kidding. I don't accept notes.
I agree with that. From the framework of chaotic good, chaotic bad, lawful, whatever, fucking. If you play Dungeons and Dragons, you guys know this.
Or if you've been on the internet at all.
Right. Right. I don't think there's boomers.
Don't say that like we play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, if one of us fucks a guy
no
and plays
offense.
Dungeons and
Hold
Dragons.
Hold on. Where's my camera? No offense, honey.
Honey, you're doing great.
I'm dating a guy who plays Dungeons and Dragons. Come for my ass.
Yeah. That's you're fucking a big dork, but
whatever.
Congrats.
It's nice. He's nice. Yeah. It's a nice hobby to have.
Yeah, no one's calling you.
I used
you
to
a
date
rap
guys
bitch.
Whose hobbies were like
domestic
doing
violence.
Heroin and domestic violence. So Dungeons and Dragons is pretty cool in my book.
Yeah. I'm happy about it. So
I had to go to a store that sells dice because his birthday's coming up. I mean, like, what are we talking about?
I'm so glad you let that out.
Yeah, I had, you know.
Yeah.
I had to, like, talk to a guy with a ponytail about, like, dice and be like, yeah, my not yet boyfriend likes this.
My baby boyfriend likes this. I would call a dice guy with ponytail chaotic
is
good.
Is my nose bleeding?
No. God.
I think my nose is about to start bleeding.
If your nose bleeds and we're like, another thing.
And I'm like, and here's the thing about freaks. My nose is bleeding.
Fully bleeding. Mine starts bleeding in solidarity
my
with you.
My eyes are crossed. My nose is bleeding.
Okay. So there's sections of society that these things fall under. So if we're going to break it down, a chaotic good is me, I think, for the most part. I'm chaotic, yeah, good, rising.
Not so much how'd the baby die, but yeah, everything else. Yeah. How'd the baby die is chaotic bad.
It is chaotic bad. And sometimes I need a little treat because I don't drink.
Yeah.
And I do a little chaotic bad.
We use that for a lot of stuff, right?
I'm like, I'm a really good person except for all the bad things I keep doing.
I don't drink.
And yeah, therefore, I can really traumatize someone in a public setting.
Yeah.
So chaotic good. I'll pull it out right now. I carry vegetables.
But this one
with
isn't
me.
Even weird.
Some people find it weird. So I'm carrying.
No, I mean this thing that was in your bag.
The strawberry.
The thing you do is weird.
Yes.
Having strawberries isn't that weird, but you'll pull out like a room temp ravioli and just eat it in front of God and everybody.
Yeah.
Buddy, that's weird. You're weird.
That's weird. I'm weird. One time, a comedian friend of mine, we were talking. He was like, the first time I met you, you were in an open mic in the back of the room pulling locks out of your bag.
As in pickled salmon. Yeah.
I do, when I'm doing fish stuff and egg stuff.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's weird and you're weird.
It's weird and I'm weird. And I know that. And I've always been, it's weird and you're weird. And yeah, those who are my friends will be like, it's charming and fun, but
it is weird and you're weird.
Sometimes you gotta stop. It's weird and you're weird.
Yeah. I would argue this. Mm. I don't necessarily think it's charming and fun, but I think you are, so it's fine. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, if people were like, what do you like about Andrea? I'd never say that she has weird food in her bag. But I don't care.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, this is another rule I live by. Fun over almost everything.
Yeah, which is chaotic.
Yeah, but like a fun person.
And I think I'm the same way in a different way.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you different?
Well, how am I different?
How are you different than fun over everything?
I am fun over everything. Yeah, yeah. But I'm not food in a bag fun over everything.
That's fun. That's very fun.
I don't know that it is.
Do you want some Baba Ganoush?
I'm fun over everything in the way that, like, I will stay out sober until 5 a.m.
Me too.
Because I'm having fun.
And because I don't want to buy a meal out there, I'll have a baked ziti in a plastic bag.
Right.
And
right,
if you want to enjoy my fun, wacky personality, it comes at a yeah, cost. It comes at a cost. And sorry, pregnant women on the subway, but maybe.
God, you're a monster.
Yeah, I know.
On the subway.
I don't do that anymore.
That's bioterrorism.
I told.
A hard boiled egg on a subway is bioterrorism.
And I don't do that anymore. But I used to.
Yeah.
I can learn. This dog can learn new tricks.
Yeah.
I'll just ask the lady how a baby died instead.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So
what
then,
a nightmare.
Hey. Hey, man. Okay. So chaotic bad, that is a section of hell that I can't tolerate. And
yeah.
Okay. So an example of that is I was in the back of a show once. And I was talking to a guy and we were getting straight into like manic gobbledygook fun. And I was like, I think I want to.
I love that I said gobbledygook before we started recording. And I watched you go putting that in my pocket, using that. I do the same thing
yeah,
where somebody uses a fun little phrase and I go,
yeah,
I'm using that all day.
Got
now.
Hey, get a grip and keep your gobbledygook
get a
out
grip
of my
is
face.
Big. Andrea and I have recently gotten into get a grip.
Yeah.
And
sometimes chaotic bad people need to be told to get a grip.
Yeah. Yeah. Also weirdos who are weird.
Yes. Get a fucking
get a grip.
Grip, dude.
Get a grip.
You're bumming everybody out.
Get a grip.
Yeah. It's really untenable how fucking weird you're being.
You don't get to just be this guy.
I know. In a public space. Okay. So I was talking to a chaotic bad person and I was kind of vibing on them and was like, maybe we should fuck, like, yeah.
Ew.
And then, hey, listen, don't yuck my yum.
I know the end of the story though.
I know. Then he got up. This is a stand-up show. Stand-ups are famously the most judgmental, like, emotionally.
The jocks of the R world.
Yes, absolutely. And so he got up and he's standing in the back of the room. This guy stinks at stand-up, of course. You know it immediately. He's more of a storyteller, if you know what I mean. he's more making points vaguely.
I love, by the way, just to interject, I love when a straight white guy with a normal life becomes a storyteller.
Oh, God.
What in God's name story do you have to tell?
Right. What
I dare you to surprise me with a story.
What nothing are you delivering?
Oh, my God. One time you went to the dentist and it was awkward. Fuck Shut you. The fuck up. Fuck you.
Either your dad.
Write a punchline or get the fuck out of here.
Either your dad's a pedophile or get off that
get
stage.
Get off the stage.
So this guy, he stood legs spread wide. Your legs should never be spread more than like
shoulder width.
Yes.
You get like an inch outside of shoulder width in a public setting.
You're a pedophile. There's something weird.
Relax.
There's something weird about what you're doing.
Yeah.
The legs were so far apart.
They were so, I was there for this.
It was almost a jazz
The legs
split.
Were so far apart. It was like he was like a tripod.
Yes. So he's going into a jazz split. And he fucking starts rocking his hips
back and forth.
He bends down. He's almost doing like a downward dog. And I think he even said the phrase, I'm opening up my hips. And I was like, you should leave this place and never talk to me again. I'm embarrassed that I was sexually attracted to you 10 minutes
this
ago.
This is the same as someone who gets amped up by shadow boxing.
Yes.
And this guy thinks he's better than those people.
Yes, he does. But he's not.
But he's not.
He's not.
I would rather have sex with someone who shadow boxes than someone who opens his hips.
And that's where we differ.
I know.
Yeah. I'll let you open up your hips and I'll be like, yeah. Because he's a lot of the time pretty boys are opening up their hips.
Yeah.
Because no one's told them it's wrong.
Yeah.
And like.
It's weird. And you're weird.
You're weird. You're weird. This isn't self-care. This isn't being in touch with your body. That's something you do privately.
No, this is performative horseshit.
Yes. And then
also, can you imagine opening up your hips to go on stage for a stand-up show and then doing badly?
Oh.
Can you imagine doing all of that visible and performative preparation?
I know.
And then just eating a fat chode?
Yeah. And then
that's great. I actually wouldn't do that to live.
No, I know. He then doing like clever points comedy to a group of indifferent 22-year-olds
who were hammered.
I was so embarrassed for him. I was so embarrassed that I didn't want to get near him. When someone does a that's you're weird, you're
it's
weird.
It's like it's contagious.
Yes. It's like there's a he's
it
got
it makes me unable to make eye contact with them.
Yep. And I'm like, do you know? And then I feel embarrassed for them. So then I do make eye contact because
this is where we differ.
Because I can't stop.
This is where we differ.
Yeah.
You take in the kicked puppy.
I do.
And you let them put all their weird all over
they
you.
They take a big poo on me.
And I go like this. I go, I have to go to the bathroom now.
Yep.
And then they watch me join a different conversation. Nowhere near the bathroom.
Yep. You don't even...
I don't care.
You don't even go to make it.
I don't give a fuck. If you're going to be that fucking weird at me, I have every fucking right to move away from you accordingly.
I know. And I'll say, we've had... I think one of our one fights that we ever had was when you did this too blatantly and you left me to die.
Yeah.
You got to take me with you, buddy.
I know.
You got to take me with you.
I know. But sometimes I can't.
I know. And here's the thing. When you leave, then us... Me... So this is what... Someone did something egregiously weird to us on the weekend. It was maybe one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my life. Should we say it?
We can't say exactly what it is because he likes us.
I know.
No, you have to.
Oh,
no, but I can.
Ronnie's doing chaotic bad over there.
Basically, what it was is there was like an obvious group of friends.
Yes.
That were like, hey, let's go hang out.
Yeah.
And then a weirdo was like, I'm also coming.
Okay.
It was like, can I come?
And I had to, and I couldn't. I'm going to the bathroom my way out of it.
Yeah, no one could.
So I had to go,
He just was doing socially bizarre stuff.
Yeah.
And I know, and you know, when this is a group of friends, you can't just push yourself into a circle.
Yeah.
It's the geometry is wrong. Everything's stinking on ice.
It's the worst.
It's all poop. And so then we had to go.
It's hot, wet poop, dude.
We had to go to a second location. And you were like.
With a weirdo.
Freak. And then because me and another one of these bleeding hearts, we chose to take transportation with him to the
too obvious.
All right,
because you're nice, you took over in the hanging out with him department of the hang.
Yes, I was. I took
and I went to the other side of the hang and refused to look at him
and me. Like a wall well, got put
were,
up.
You were in the way.
There was a fence.
You were on the wrong. Yeah, exactly. There was an electric fence, and you unfortunately were left on the other side of it. But you know what? In war, sometimes you leave your friends behind.
Wow. I'm angry at you. I am angry at you.
But
you would report. You wouldn't Anne Frank me. You would go, there she is.
No, of course I Anne Frank you. Take her. Of course I would Anne Frank you. But we're not talking about a Nazi. We're talking about a weird little guy.
Yes.
And you are a grown person.
Now I know.
Who also could have come over to where I was.
I know. But I do. Here's the thing. I know this is a facet of my personality that is out of people pleasing mostly. But also, I'm a freak. And I've been the freak accidentally, and I can't get out, and I'm being, like, bullied and ostracized.
But this is my thesis, okay?
Yes. All right, here we go.
I have also been the guy who shouldn't be at the party.
Yes.
You know, I've gone to a place that I wasn't expressly invited to, and I've realized that I shouldn't be there. And the reason that I can realize that now is because somebody was not nice, but was kind.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, buddy, it's fucking weird that you're here.
Yeah. Do you think, what's nicer?
And now we live in a world where I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
If I do that. But the truth is, it's weird that you're here.
Yeah.
And it'd be very kind of me to point that out to you so you didn't continue making everyone feel weird.
All right. How about this, though?
I think we're being too mean
on the podcast. I know. It's okay. No. It's okay. Push through it. We're being mean and we're mean.
We're mean and it's mean.
You're weird and it's weird and we're mean and it's mean. Okay. I think the kind thing is to pull this person aside and to lie to them a little bit. To be like,
you gotta lie to them a little bit.
Hey, sorry, we just all haven't seen each other for a while.
So-and-so's going through a breakup.
Right.
Something's going on.
Right.
I did this once. I pulled this off once. Mm-hmm. Where it was like me and Kevin, past guest, who I also have a podcast with.
Yeah.
And we were going to IHOP after a show.
Love it.
And a guy who's weird and it's weird was like, are you guys going to IHOP?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, we are, but we're going to talk about podcast stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice.
It's a good hint.
That's nice.
It's the version of when you don't want to date anyone anymore, you tell them either you've gotten going serious through a hard with someone time. Else, I'm going through a hard time. It's not you, it's me. And they know it's them.
But you're being nice.
They know it's them.
But we're being nice.
So the right thing to do with that guy. But here's the thing, too. When you're a guy and that's weird and you're weird, I'm also a little scared of you.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like,
because how weird are you going to get?
How weird are you going to are you going to be tucking your penis and dancing? Is this going to end in you tucking your penis?
And not in a cool way?
Not in a cool way.
Because there's a cool way to do that.
Not in a genderqueer way.
But also, there's just a fun, funny way to do that.
Sure.
But are you going to be doing it with me tied to a radiator in your bedroom? Because I don't know. I don't know how deep this weird goes.
I don't know you. Which is what we call chaotic bad. Another version of chaotic bad, male chaotic bad, is touching someone's lower back.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
And being like, thank you for letting me touch your body. Like, thank you for consensually allowing me to. What are you doing?
Here's the thing. Getting consent, good.
Sure.
Thanking someone for consent, that's weird. You're weird.
In public.
Or in private.
Well, because, like,
Have you ever fucked someone who looks, this has happened to me.
Yeah.
Who looks at you after and is like, thank you for letting me do that.
Yes.
Dude, that's weird and you're weird.
Yeah, yeah.
There's also a cool way, like, I've, like, blown a guy to complete and have him be like, hey, thanks for doing that. That's
right.
Cool.
Right. It's all about the tone.
But being like, thank you for letting me do that to you. Ah,
I know.
That's weird and you're weird and now I wish I hadn't.
Yeah, it's kind of like, your body's really beautiful and thank you for letting me explore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing behind closed doors?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, it reeks.
It reeks. It stinks. It's poop. and we've talked about it before. Ethically non-monogamous and swingery people.
No, swingers are cool.
You're right. They're sacred. But...
Swingers are cool because they're not doing this. This is the difference. This is what my bit's about. Like, okay. Ethically non-monogamous, I have a bit about this.
Yeah.
Ethically non-monogamous people are like doing that thing where they're like, everything is a conversation.
Right.
Even like this post-coital thanking and apologizing yes. that we're doing.
Everything is about play and exploring theater sexuality.
And drama and intrigue.
Yeah.
Whereas swingers are like, hey, buddy, you want to fuck my wife or what?
Let's get our big old jugs on both of our faces
and that's
together.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. The ethically non-monog people are getting their weird all over everybody.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask for that.
No.
I'm trying to do bits and you're being like, how does that keep you in touch with your inner child?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fucking, I don't know. I don't know you.
Yeah. I'm doing a bit about how I give a blowjob in a porta potty and they're like, I love how you're in touch with your sexuality and you let it flow through you. What? Sorry? Is that what you think this is? You're weird.
That's weird.
That's weird.
That's weird and you're weird. And if you're a
God, man, stop being weird.
If you're a man, it's even more punishable.
Yeah.
If you're doing that's weird and you're weird, I can be mean to you because you're scary and you know you're getting away with this.
Yeah.
In some guise of like, I'm really trying to understand the lived experience. Get
out of here.
No, you're not. Because if you understood my lived experience, you would know that I am, my skin is crawling.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our favorite new addition to this matrix.
Yeah.
Chaotic cringe.
Now, this is big.
It's huge.
Because chaotic cringe is everywhere.
It's everywhere. And it can't be stopped because cancel culture has gone to... No, I'm kidding. Chaotic cringe is impossible to cancel.
Wouldn't it be nice if we lived in a world where you could comment on your friend's Instagram post, buddy, this is a little cringe.
Yes. It would be...
Hey, buddy, just so you know, little cringe over here.
Yeah. There was a time during the pandemic where I was posting pictures of my straight-up ass, borderline asshole.
Yeah, and I was too fucked up on booze and pills to notice.
Do you know what someone did, though? And I was like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and this is a person who loves me. My ex-boyfriend recreated the ass picture that I was posting, did a carousel, and said, who did it better?
And seeing it back, you went, I shouldn't have done
that. Yeah, this is bad.
Yeah.
This is a bad thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chaotic cringe is this is maybe not chaotic, but there is captioning the word.
This is lawful cringe.
Okay. So then what's lawful cringe?
Lawful cringe is posting a photo with your significant other and the caption says, this one.
Yep. I also...
That's lawful cringe.
Lawful,
you're not hurting anybody, but it stinks on ice.
There's also... Chaotic cringe is also posting a photo and going, these beautiful people.
Humans.
Humans, yes.
Love these humans.
I hate these humans. It makes me so viscerally upset.
Oh, my God.
My favorite loser. Love these humans. And then it's just a picture of people that I'm like, I wouldn't hang out with.
It's a picture of like your coworkers.
Nightmare blunt rotation.
Oh, my God.
There was a person who had a birthday party and they took a photo of like experiencing another year around the planet with these humans. And I was like, that's the biggest group of losers I've ever seen in my life.
Enough.
I can't believe you all gathered together. I could never go. I was invited to this party, and when I saw the photo, because I felt guilty for a second, and then I said, don't do things out of guilt, and I didn't go to this party, and I saw the photo, I was like, wow, you made the right choice.
Yeah.
Wow, you're learning and growing.
Yeah, and the thing about being cringe is, like, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, like I said, it's not hurting anyone. The problem is, if you're going to be cringe, and I would argue, I think we live in a hell society that's taught us not to be cringe, so we're not having any fun.
Yeah.
But you got to know that it's cringe.
Yes.
If you're going to do something cringy, know that it's cringy, embrace it, lean into it, but posting a photo of you in front of like a little craft you made and the caption says, I did a thing, you don't know that it's cringy and it's bothering me.
Yes. So
can I ask you guys a question?
Yes.
Always.
Does the internet decide what's cringe?
Cringe is something that's reflected back to you.
Right.
Right? Okay. Like you can't cringe, like nothing is cringe in a vacuum. In a vacuum, everything is good and fun and whatever. But I do think in a way the internet decides what's cringe. But I also think just like The internet is people. You know? Other people decide what's cringe.
Yeah. Yes.
So, like, this guy who was opening up his hips at a comedy show wasn't doing it on the internet, but boy, did the people around him cringe.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the internet is like Judge Judy in a way. Mm. She sits there and she says...
Talk about lawful good.
Oh, my God. She sits there and says the meanest thing imaginable, and that's how the internet deals with cringe, which is sometimes, like, awful, but it is the truth.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need... the hard truth.
Yeah.
You know? Just like me posting my ass and my ex-boyfriend being like, hey, what the hell are you up to?
Yeah.
Sometimes the internet can really
show you what you're up to.
Get to the core of issues. So, yeah. And then your friends tell you in person that you're being cringe.
If they're good.
If they're good. All right. We're moving down the chart, people. To the lawful section.
By the way, I'm sure everyone listening is like, what chart? I mean, we've lost the plot on the chart completely.
I'm trying to keep us on the rails, which is just a fool's errand.
Yeah.
I feel like show it to the camera.
All right.
Show what you have going on.
Just see like how both of our minds work together. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Wait, but go to the other page too.
All right.
Because that's the chart.
Oh. So this is the chart that Dungeons and Dragons people use.
Dungeons and Dragons. Gobbledygook.
And there's like, there's 25 axes and it's really well thought out, but we're trying to.
Those nerds pare it know down. What they're doing.
They do. Okay, let's talk about lawful good.
Okay, my theory, my thesis here is there are, okay, so let's use right now, there are people who are lawfully good and people who are chaotically good.
Mm-hmm.
Lawful good people are people who put rules above morals.
Yep.
They're bootlicker rule followers.
Yes.
They're people who tell you that there are bad people on both sides.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Chaotic good people are morals over laws.
Yeah.
They're people who see a rule and go, that is an unfair rule. So I'm going to burn down the building that rule exists in.
Yes.
Now, is burning down a building a good thing to do? No.
But it's a means to an end.
If that building is doing something bad, sometimes you got to burn the building
down. Sometimes you got
to
burn the building down. I think we're both lawful, chaotic, good.
We're both chaotic good.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And lawful good little snitches will be like, actually, technically, lawful good is very libertarian. Where everything is black and white, and shouldn't we be able to? And isn't this lawful good is reverse racism? Lawful good is like any argument that works in a vacuum, and then it gets dropped into reality, and it's like, oh, but none of this is actually how things work.
Right.
Lawful neutral. Let's talk about boys right now, because this is another boy centric one.
Mm-hmm.
Lawful neutral people are people who are kind of just hanging out.
Lof nooch.
And they don't care to know or learn about things.
No, couldn't be bothered.
Which
they're not hurting anyone, but boy, are they not helping anyone.
And they know they can float around because nothing bad's going to happen to them.
Yeah.
And that really kind of grinds my gears.
It grinds my little gears.
But then I'm also like, hey,
if I lived in a world that was tailor made for me, I would also just hang out inside
probably.
It.
Probably. I don't know that I would know how tailor made.
Yeah.
And then we tell them it's tailor made for them, and all they hear
and
is
they cry.
And we're like, hey man,
sorry
to burst your beautiful sweet bubble, but
everything was set up for you to be able to hang out and chill.
You get to float because you're floating on top of a lot of turmoil that you're not seeing,
that you are refusing to see.
Yes. And I think you said something is like lawful neutral is kind of the best we can hope for with a lot of dudes.
A lot of men, the best you can hope for is a lawful nooch.
Yeah. Because
he's not hurting anyone. You had a good day, buddy.
Hero.
Yeah.
Honestly, civil rights hero.
Yeah.
Not saying the N-word.
You didn't ghost a lady who rearranged her work schedule to hang out with you. Thanks.
Wow. The bar?
Pretty cool.
Below the earth's surface.
Yeah, the bar's in hell.
But sometimes you have to accept.
Sometimes that's what it is.
It is what it is.
It is
folks.
What it is. It sucks and you suck.
it sucks and you suck. But I also love you and I understand why you are this way. Also, sometimes people who are like fixated on being on like explaining the patriarchy all the time and being like, I'm a good Samaritan and I'm shoving it in your face. I'd rather a loft nooch than that.
Yeah.
Because you're like,
just hang out.
Showing me your homework all the time about how you know everything's so shitty for everyone else. I'm like, yeah, I know.
I know.
Okay.
You don't have to explain to me why the world wasn't built for me to succeed.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm aware.
I'm in it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For allowing that energy to flow through me.
Thank you for your homework. You are dismissed.
Because they think that's doing things and you're not doing things.
You're not doing things.
Yeah. It's you see it in lefty circles a lot.
Yeah.
And I'd rather you be a fun hang and a nooch than a rancid hang and a homework guy.
Yeah.
And
that's, can I look at the chart? I'm a little lost here.
This is how you know that you have ADHD and I don't.
I mean, and it's bad today.
Yeah. So flip the next page to see the specific. We have one left.
No, I know, but I need this. Gotta look at this.
You need the matrix. Deglawful nooch.
Neutral evil is crazy.
Neutral evil is crazy.
What an oxymoron. Neutral evil.
Yeah.
Neutral evil Joe Biden?
Yes.
Got it.
Neutral evil
is that controversial?
No.
Sorry, gang.
Yeah.
Neutral evil is dem lib, though.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
I think
you're smart enough that I don't have to explain that anymore.
No, we respect you as an audience. If you are not understanding what's going on right now,
then you're what we were just talking about, and God bless you.
God bless you. Enjoy.
God bless you. Make yourself a bowl of cereal and watch cartoons.
And when
I don't know what to fucking tell you.
Your head and go, I fucking told you. I don't feel bad.
Sorry.
You had some nice years.
Now, what's the last one we have to do?
Lawful bad.
The police.
The police. Yeah.
Right. And I'm not talking about the band.
No.
Although also bad.
Sending out an SOS. Lawful bad is the cops.
Yeah.
Lawful bad is people. Lawful bad is TSA agents. And they kind of
they're just people with jobs.
Lawful bad is immigration officers.
Lawful bad are TSA agents if they got the job to have power.
Yes.
Not because they needed a job.
Yes.
And if you got the job because you relish in yelling at a woman to take her shoes off.
Lawful bad.
Lawful bad.
I go through the border and I have immigration documentation, and immigration is such a, I don't even want to start with how fucked up it is right now. Everyone knows, everyone sees it. Every time I'm standing there and I see all the immigration agents, I go, please not white guy in his 40s. Please not white guy in his 40s. Please.
And God forbid he's under 5'10".
Ooh, you're getting, I get,
oh my God.
I get sent to the back room every time it's a white
guy
in his
40s. If you're a white guy in your 40s who is under 5'9", I'll give it 5'9". If you're under 5'9", you should not be allowed to hold a position of authority.
No.
You are going to abuse that.
And they, okay, this is how it always goes with this type of guy. He asks questions like, well, didn't you know that you blah, blah, blah?
Yes.
And I'm like, I actually did know.
You know, someone that did this to me the other day, who, crazy amount of no right to do this. Someone did this to me the other day.
Yeah.
Who was a man who works at a bagel place.
Love it.
Was giving me the, didn't you know that? No, I didn't know that the latte and the bagel come out at different counters. Because I've never been here before, and you're talking to me like I'm stupid, and you're a 50-year-old man who made my latte, and I know that that's classist, but I'll kill you.
I'll kill you.
I'll kill you.
Lawful bad is I am a passive aggressive tiny little person.
This is exactly what happened, okay? Yeah. I was ordering a bacon, egg, and cheese and a latte
your
with oat milk.
God-given right in New York
which
City.
Which is my God-given right as a New York woman who just got her eyelashes done.
It's all we
done.
Have.
Okay?
It's
I just got my eyelashes done, which means I just woke up from a nice little nap. And I went to a bagel store and I went like that. Can you be me?
Sure.
Can you just right now order a bacon, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel and an oat milk latte?
Okay.
Okay.
And also, if I'm you, I think you trigger these guys more because you're not floraling it up.
Yeah.
Which I love about you and respect.
Yeah.
And I try every day to be more
great.
Of this.
So be me.
Okay. So you go, hey, could I have a bacon, egg, and cheese?
Huh?
And
that's what he did.
Oh.
So we're at bacon, egg, and cheese, and he goes, huh? So I start over. Go ahead, start over.
Okay, sorry. Could I have a bacon, egg, and cheese and a
anything else?
Yeah, a latte.
Is that it?
Yes.
With oat milk.
With oat milk.
So that's the first interaction.
Wow.
So I'm already a little peeved.
You're going,
you know what I mean?
I want to put them in a cage.
So I'm already upset.
Yeah.
And then he puts the latte. There's a bagel counter mm-hmm. where the finished bagel comes out.
Yeah.
And I am like a good little dog standing in front of the bagel. I took my headphones out.
Wow.
So that I didn't miss the bagel.
Yeah, because now you're like, oh, I have to respect your stupid little world that you created because you're not going to give me.
And this is what this fucking jerk off decides to do.
Yeah.
Nobody told me that there is out of my field of vision, by the way,
yeah.
a second coffee counter.
Okay.
Which is just, first of all, that's bad flow for your business.
Bad flow.
Anyway. He makes my stupid little latte, which I know he resents.
Mm-hmm.
I know he resents my oat milk latte.
These guys are full of resentment.
I know he resents it.
Yeah.
By the way, he didn't ask me what size I wanted. He just gave me a small, and that felt fat phobic. Anyway, he made my stupid little latte.
These are all signals. By the way. A lot of people don't know all these signals. We know all these signals
because we live in a world that's signaling it to us all day.
They've been sending it to us psychically all day, every day.
So, and I'm also wearing like my fur coat. He hates me.
He hates you.
He hates me.
He's like, you rich, stupid whore.
Yeah.
I hate that I work at a bagel shop and you get to have a bagel.
Which I get.
Sure.
But I also had this job and I was able to fake it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he takes my stupid little latte and he quietly puts it on the little coffee counter and he knows I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He knows I don't know.
And it's getting colder.
And my bagel comes out and I'm holding it and I'm standing there for 8 minutes. And do I know for sure it was 8 minutes? Yeah, I do, because I was looking at the clock because I saw him not making a latte. And I was like, I'm going to have to say something about this and he's not going to like it. So I'm going to give it the full 8 minutes.
Because he's going to spit venom at me the minute I do it. Yeah.
So eventually I go, hey, man. I didn't even say that. That's too aggressive.
Yeah.
I go, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on a latte. And he goes, yeah, it's over there.
You rat bitch.
Like, don't you know that the lattes go over there? No, I don't know.
I don't work here. And sorry, you're 50. I didn't ruin your life. I did not ruin your life. Ugh.
I tipped you.
Yeah, I know.
I did everything right.
Yeah, I tip them too, even when they're little rats. I tip them so I don't want them to have the opportunity.
Same. I tip
to
them
like,
more when they're little rats. I go, I'm a good person. You're a bad person. And that's the world we live in.
Yeah. And you have to sit in that. sit in your rat diaper.
So he does that little charade to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I eat my bagel and it's good, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then I leave. And what? And I'm like holding this all day.
Of
by
course.
The way.
Oh, I'd be furious all day.
And then today, mm-hmm. on my way here, guess who I see walking down the damn street?
No.
Because it's in my neighborhood.
Push him.
I almost said something.
Yeah.
I was so close to saying something. I like rehearsed it in my
head. Oh, yeah. I'm having arguments with these people all the time.
And then I walked by him and he was on the phone.
Just slapped the phone
right
out of his
hand. So I didn't
do
it. Well, it was headphones.
Ugh. Rip him out.
But I was like truly practicing doing like a, hey, man, I didn't want to say anything to you in front of your boss.
Yeah.
But I will never go back to that bagel place because of how rude you are, just so you know.
I am because I'm.
And that's true.
Because
I won't go back there because that guy is rude.
And you shouldn't. Because I'm a freak who doesn't have a good grasp on social rules, sometimes I let it rip on these people.
But I don't think you would have.
Sometimes I do. Not always, but sometimes when the sleep is low enough and the meds are not doing their job properly, I'll be like, hey, I'm just trying to have a nice.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't. You know, but I won't have the courage all the time.
I was texting the guy I'm dating about this interaction as it was happening, and he gave me a good one.
Okay.
You, with no anger in your voice, mm-hmm. go, all right, I don't know why you have to be an asshole.
Yeah. But then you call him an asshole and he wins.
I don't think he wins.
Okay.
I think if you say, be an asshole.
Yeah.
You're not calling him an asshole and you're not going, oh, you fucking ass. You're going, all right, that's fine. I don't know why you have to be an asshole.
Yeah, that's really
And then
great.
They go, oh, my God, I'm being an asshole.
I will implore every listener of our podcast now to do that one time.
And let us know how it goes.
Just do it one time. It's going to be very uncomfortable.
It might be a little scary.
He's not going to hit you because he's behind the counter.
He's not going to hit you. You're in public.
I mean, that's why also.
And if he does. My bad, dog.
So sorry. So we'll send you a sticker. I'm really sorry. But again, when someone...
We'll send you a sticker for your cast.
When there's a tiny little man
who
has any a level of power, again...
Well, that's what pissed me off about this was I was like, your power is the bagel?
I know. But...
I got the bagel.
You know.
I won.
You know that that guy, if he's ever in a relationship, like, is mean to his girlfriend in front of other people.
Yes.
Like, she'll say something and he'll be like, that's not really actually true. Like, he'll correct her in front of people.
Yeah.
Because he's a tiny.
Or he'll tell a story that he knows is embarrassing for her, but he thinks is funny.
You, when we were at a show recently, the same show where I asked someone how the baby died, you asked a question, a call and response question to the audience.
This was a nightmare.
Yes.
I have a joke where I ask the audience if they have a New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. And a man in the front row said, my New Year's resolution is to stay with her, and pointed at his girlfriend, who was visibly out of his league.
Crazy.
And here's the thing. As a comedian and a feminist and a bitch, I wanted to lean into him and tell him he was an asshole and a loser, weirdo, jerk, asshole, bitch,
poop,
motherfucker, poop.
Rat bitch poop.
I wanted to call him rat bitch poop and tell him he was wrong. But the woman was so visibly embarrassed and upset.
Yeah.
Because this isn't like a joke they do that she's in on.
No.
This was a man trying to be funny in a room of almost 300 people.
Yeah.
And all he did was embarrass his girlfriend. So I didn't say anything because had I said anything, she has to be embarrassed for longer.
Yeah.
And she bought a ticket to a comedy show to have fun.
And I, to be clear, he was saying, like, my goal is to stay with this ball and chain.
Yes.
It wasn't like, oh, I want to keep this woman
out of his life.
It wasn't
like, I want to be good enough that she stays.
No.
It was like, my goal is to not do what I want, which is leave.
And cheat on her.
Yeah.
With a good friend of hers.
Now, here's the other issue. Besides what he's doing to her, which is egregious and bad.
Yeah.
What he did to me in that moment is I am a comedian doing my job, and now I have to do the mental gymnastics of, is embarrassing this guy worth embarrassing this girl?
Right. This guy thinks he's a comedian too, by the way.
Yeah.
That's
so
part of
what
it.
He did was just ruin a moment for two women.
Yes.
By saying one stupid little thing.
And arguably everybody, because everyone was sitting sitting in that poop.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, now I have to fucking clean up on aisle five, the poop you just took on the stage.
I did call him a loser.
And that was right and good.
Yeah.
That was chaotic good. And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
And then he tried to talk to me after the show. He was like, hey, that was really fun. And I went,
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Nope, he didn't get a thanks. He got a
Good for you. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I think we have a lot of good rules for dealing with these types of
maybe.
People. Or not.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what we've said today.
Me neither.
And I'm going to be honest with you, Andrea. I'm not sure I stand behind a lot of it.
That's fine.
Because I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But I think parts of it were really funny.
I think so, too.
And I do think that some people are weird.
And you're weird.
And you're weird.
And that's weird.
And that's weird.
And stop it.
And enough of it.
And just to get a grip.
And stop making it everybody else's fucking problem.
Get a grip and
get
stop.
Get a grip. Be grown. Take your diaper off.
Stop pooping on the floor.
I mean, come on.
And I'm cleaning it up with my mouth.
Okay.
Well, is that anything?
Well, and this is the thing. Nobody made you use your mouth.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
This is the part where I go, this is these people because you're nice.
I think this is singularly one of women's biggest problems.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the hardest things to
because
unlearn.
We've talked about this. I used to be the people pleasy. I'm nice. Niceness is as
virtuous.
Important as kindness.
Yeah, yeah.
Like politeness,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I used to be this guy.
Yeah.
I used to, that guy at the bagel shop, I used to be the person who would apologize to him.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know what happened. I think just life kicked me in the teeth a bunch.
Yeah.
And I went, wait a second. I got kicked in the teeth and I'm not being mean to everybody. And this guy with all his teeth is being mean to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be nice to him.
What do you think it's going to take for me to finally fully snap?
I don't know.
Because a lot of bad things have happened.
I know.
And yet I can't. I've talked about it in therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I also think both reactions are reactions to a lot of bad things happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm like trying to keep myself safe.
Yeah.
I'm really, really afraid of conflict.
And I'm going, oh, the world's on fire? Here's a little gas.
Yeah, yeah. Let's throw it on, baby.
If the world's going to be on fire, I'm not going to be in the corner with a fucking fire extinguisher hoping everything's okay. I'm going to be running through the flames screaming.
And I think that a lady who just wants to be in a garden by herself needs a lady who wants to light a building on fire and vice versa.
Yes.
I think sometimes I'd be like, hey, let's maybe go to the Maybe let's go to the garden.
Maybe let's go to the garden.
Let's go to the garden.
Maybe just... you've been screaming about a bagel guy for 20 minutes and it's time to sit in a garden.
Yes. And you need to be like, everyone in the garden is hurting you.
Let's light it on fire.
Let's light it on fire. That's science. That's math.
That's science. That's girl math.
We did it. We explained the universe.
Hey, we figured it out. Your if hands this, in my shop.
If this, if this makes sense to anybody, you tell us.
If this makes sense to you, this is you're our audience. Yeah. This is your podcast now.
Yes, we're a podcast. You're a podcast. Are we? How much time have we done?
51 minutes.
We did 51 minutes. Yeah. Of incoherent
gobbledygook.
I gotta say, it made sense.
Did it make sense, Ronnie?
I'm following.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Ronnie, you are a light.
Ronnie,
you
are
a light,
Ronnie,
in my life.
Are you a garden gal or a burning gal?
I think I'm a, I think I'm the same. I think I'm running through the flames and then retiring to the garden and saying, burn it all down.
Yeah.
All right. Let me put it this way. I'll pull up the matrix.
Sure. No, please.
Ronnie.
Diagnose me.
Are you chaotic good? Which is vegetables, salmon, weirdo?
Ronnie is chaotic good.
Are you chaotic bad? Let me touch your back. How does this flow through you opening up my hips? Are you Ronnie's not chaotic cringe. Ronnie doesn't have a cringe bone in her body.
Ronnie's so cool.
I would never even say that. I wouldn't even say that as a joke about you.
I know.
I'm sorry I said that.
I can't even entertain the idea.
Yeah, that's absolutely my bad. I almost want to edit it out because it's so fucking wrong.
It's so insane.
Yeah,
it's
an
bonkers.
Insane thing to say. And you shouldn't respect my opinion if I'm calling Ronnie cringe. Who the fuck am I?
Yeah.
What am I, a boomer loser
Can
freak?
Can you imagine if us... If we, with our social media presence, called Ronnie cringe.
Ronnie's just taking photos of herself sitting on a fire escape with her best friends. And I'm taking a fashion shoot of myself for 3 likes.
It's also crazy of us to call anyone cringe online.
Yes.
When this is what we do online.
Yeah, it's very true.
I'm just in a microphone being like, here's all my ideas. And then I start dating a guy and he opens my Instagram and I go, please don't look at that.
Hey. Keep your eyes out of there. Keep your nose out of that.
I'm trying to have a career in a weird way.
Yeah. You know, I think it's
anyway,
I think
Ronnie
it's working.
Couldn't be cringe if she tried.
No, she couldn't. There's not
Thank
a cringe bone in her body.
That means a lot.
You're welcome.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy.
Lawful good, which is shit. I've lost it. I've completely lost it.
No, I just thought, never mind.
No, say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it.
Don't do this.
Say it.
No.
Take the salmon out of your bag.
Here's the thing.
Yes!
Everybody else in this room can be a little cringe online.
Yes.
Myself included, Andrea included, and I'm sorry, Mike, but I had to hit you with a straight one there.
Fair. Yeah, Mike posts. I actually.
I love you.
I hit your nose with a newspaper years ago. Mike didn't get laid for like a hot 8 months.
That's meaner than what I said.
And the thirst traps he was posting were like, I gotta stop, my friend. And he took a photo of himself in a cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah. This was during the pandemic.
Yeah, it was a hard time.
Oh, I remember this.
It was a hard time.
Ronnie, is the mic on?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Mike was on suicide watch, and he was taking photos of himself in various hats to try to get a woman to touch him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's tough.
And he took a photo of the cowboy hat, and he was doing like a coy smile.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you eat this up, ladies?
Well, part of it was I had like lost weight.
Yeah.
So that was part of the thing. Like, I got, during the pandemic, I got really fit.
Yeah.
So
I also completely see the logic behind, let me pretend I'm taking a picture of this hat when it's a picture of my body.
Yes.
Oh, dude, sure. Yeah. 100. Sure. They were, Andrew's right. They were 1000% thirst traps.
Yes.
Which I don't look back on with any real shame, but okay. I can understand. It is what it is.
Yeah,
ladies.
It is what it is. I'm kidding.
But I can understand from the people that, because you got to remember, I have two bases on my Instagram.
Okay.
I have my friends, like you guys, who are going to be like, this is cringe and stupid and like whatever. But then I have the guys we fucked listeners who, especially at
the
that time, were sweating for me.
And this is
so
the point,
to them, they loved that stuff.
Yeah, this is the point I was going to make. being a person who does the things that we do,
yeah,
unfortunately means you have to be cringe online sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's you have to do a professional photo shoot,
yeah, yeah,
where you're doing a stupid little smirk,
yeah,
and you have to post it and give someone photo credit. And to everybody in every other field, they're like, what are you, nuts?
Yeah. Right. People from your high school are like, whoa, is she doing okay?
It's right. So cringy.
I took a photo shoot where I was wearing a jacket and no bra, and I was like posing like Morrissey. And I was like, this is a great photo.
Yeah.
And people that I grew up with are like, her tits are like right. out.
Right. But then also every now and then you hear from people that you like I don't want to say grew up with, but people from your like
yeah.
life before show business. And they give you like a weird sort of backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, love to see that you're just like doing you.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's a way to be like, I could never do it and would never do it. But I think it's kind of wild that you're out there being a crazy person.
Yeah, it's like when somebody calls you brave.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
you're
it's like,
oh, you think what I do sucks, but it's cool that I'm doing it. Thanks.
It's almost like they're fascinated by the fact that they could never wrap their mind around doing something like Andrea's photo shoot.
Starting to do something like that.
Like, it wouldn't even enter their mind. So they respect that you're, like, creative.
Do they respect it? Or are they like, I love watching you humiliate yourself?
It's both. Yeah. I think they're
jealous, too.
I was going to say, I think they're jealous.
I think they're a little jealous, but I also think they're like, I'd never fucking do that shit.
A lot of people are jealous of me. So they also, by the way, just to finish this off, the cowboy hat photo was so egregious. I screenshotted it and posted it on my own grid. And I went, Mike is having a hard time. And someone, please, I think I said, someone please fuck Mike, because I was like, I'm your friend and I need to be a little bit of a mirror right now. And if it's coming from me, if I'm the one who's trying to pull up a mirror, what are you up to, dude? That is crazy.
It is what it is.
It was great.
You're right, Andrea. Looking back, you're right.
Yeah.
But I did what I did because, boy, oh boy, was I in a dry spell.
It was a tough time.
It's a pandemic. Nobody was touching anybody.
No.
It was a hard time.
Yeah. Or some of us were trying to have threesomes with goths who then talked about how they accidentally killed a guy once.
Yeah. And then some of us went to rehab in a hospital. It was a hard time for everybody.
Hard time.
Ronnie was probably being cool on a fire escape.
Yeah, Ronnie was probably volunteering.
Yeah.
Handing out PPE.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I was having a mental breakdown.
I start to resent Ronnie.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool when you do it.
That's cool and metal. When I do it, it's like
when I do it, it's gross.
Yeah. When I do it, someone thinks about calling my
when
mom.
When Andrea does it, it's like regular.
Yeah, yeah.
People are like, oh, all right, it's that time of year again.
When I do it, I have to go to Mount Sinai and shower in front of a Russian nurse.
Yeah.
I think you guys are both cool.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Whoa.
I mean it.
Nice.
Nice.
Anytime a younger person thinks that we're cool,
all right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Damn right, I'm cool.
And I'm only 4 years older than Ronnie, but like... Yeah. It's been a tough 4 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Lizzie's aged is dog years more than human years?
Yeah.
You've aged in dog years recently.
Yeah, I'm 41.
Yeah, me too, dude. And I'm actually closer to 41.
Yeah.
And I will be 40 one day.
I'm 41, but like in a bad way.
I'm just like logistically 41.
Yeah.
You are spiritually 41.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually 41.
Wait until you actually become 41.
I'll be 82.
Yeah. That's great.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice. That's another thing we should touch on later, your real age and your spiritual age. But we can only do so much philosophy in one pod.
I mean, I'm literally forgetting things as they're reaching my mouth.
All right, I think it's morally wrong for me to let Lizzie keep talking. So
is my nose bleeding?
That's the name of this episode.
I should keep putting my arms up to make sure I'm not having a stroke.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Look at my finger here. Follow my finger. Follow my finger.
I'm using my head, not my eyes.
Yeah, use your eyes. Use your eyes. All right, we got to call it in. Guys, this has been something. And that's what I'm going to say.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Are you picking up what I'm like?
Are you guys smelling what we're stepping in here? Let us know.
Where can people find you?
You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy, Lizzie with a Y. Listen to my other podcast. It's called Close Calls. It's a comedy podcast about near-death experiences. That's it.
That's it. You can follow me at Andrea Comedy 69 on Instagram and TikTok. Follow the podcast at respective. It's in the bio. You know it. And for heaven's sakes, get on the YouTube.
For the love of Christ, get on the YouTube.
Get a grip and get on YouTube so you can see how fucked up we look. And you can call us whatever you want as long as you're engaging.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it.
Well, yeah, whatever.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Good night.
Bye. What a beautiful.